Ito ay isang lubhang napakalaking pagkakatuklas. 125 taong ginawa. Si David Elliott, isang field paleontologist at kanyang tinitipon, ang mga tupa sa kanlurang Queensland nang matisod niyang ilang maliliit na buto noong taong 2005. Sinabi niya, lumabas ng mga butong ito ay higit na mas malaki.
I thought it was a theropod dinosaur actually. I thought it looked like a bit of a limb bone and I was really excited about it. It turned out to be a sauropod, but it's turned out to be just as good because it is a totally new species of sauropod and it's quite unlike most of the other ones around the world too. It's a very, very different, so we're very pleased about that.
Inabot ng 10 taon ng paghuhukay para makita ang isa sa pinakakompletong buto o skeleton ng dinosaur na natagpuan sa Australia kailanman. Kalahati ng sukat ng isang basketball court, ang natagpuang dinosaur ay may bewang na 1 metro ang lapad. Kinilala ng isang scientific journal na Nature ang nakadiskubre sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay ng pangalang Savannosaurus elliottorum para dito. Si Dr. Stephen Poropat ay isang vertebrate paleontologist na kabilang sa proyekto.
I mean, I guess what we are doing is piecing together bits of the past and just bringing to light something that no one's ever even conceived before in this country. We get a much better idea of the overall fauna and as a result we can start piecing together how climate affected these dinosaurs.
Natutuwa naman ang mga geologists tungkol sa pagkakatuklas dahil ito ay tumutulong sa kanila na mapuna ng puwang tungkol sa natatanging paglalakbay ng mga dinosaur ng Australia. Si Melissa Murray ay isang geologist sa Australian Museum sa Sydney.
The links between our Australian dinosaurs and those that were found in Asia and in South America as well. And we can see that that's the path that they've most likely taken.
Ayon kay Melissa Murray, ang pagkakatuklas sa Savannosaurus ay maaari ding makatulong para bigyang inspirasyon ang mga bagong henerasyon na mga sinaunang mananalaysay o mga pre-ancient historians.
Well, that's the exciting part, isn't it? Is that there is so much more to know. So all those kids that are out there that dream of being a paleontologist, you don't have to travel to North America. We have dinosaurs here in Australia.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.